What causes the northern lights? Well, the northern lights, or to give it the more technical name, the aurora borealis, occurs during magnetic storms. During magnetic storms, auroral activity becomes more pronounced and extends farther away from the polar regions than is normally the case. But what actually causes the aurora and its visual form, those lights in the sky which we see during darkness? Sometimes, during solar storms, very intense flares occur, and magnetic storms are caused by abnormal ions and electrons within our geomagnetic field, causing the arrival of solar radiation in the form of corpuscles, solar corpuscles. In other words, the sun's radiation during a solar disturbance disturbs the Earth's magnetic field, and one effect of the arrival of these solar corpuscles is the production of the polar aurorae. The colored light of the aurorae is due to the emission of visible rays by atoms of atmospheric gas, the gases in our upper atmosphere, when they are subjected to bombardment by the radiation from the disturbed sun. The aurora borealis has been studied in detail by scientists, especially in Norway and Canada, and they say that the lowest height attained by aurora is about 80 kilometers, or 50 miles above the Earth. They extend very high, too, up to a height of more than 400 kilometers, and in sunlight. Yes, the aurora happens during daylight, too, but of course you cannot see the visible display. In sunlight, the aurora even extends to 1,000 kilometers. We know that shortwave radio failures which accompany auroral displays are not, as is often thought, caused by the aurora itself. The northern lights, the aurora, is an additional and secondary effect produced by the solar corpuscles which cause the storms. The storms cause the disturbances in the ionosphere, which in turn cause the radio failures. Auroral propagation is easily identified by very rapid flutter fading, which affects the received signal and makes it sound quite garbled. This can be so pronounced that the voice is so broken up it becomes unreadable, even though the signal itself may be quite strong. Under these conditions, only CW, or Morse signals, can be readable. The term aurora e-layer is gaining more recognition these days to describe the type of special ionization which occurs during severe auroral disturbances. Whereas sporadic E does not show any correlation with magnetic disturbances in central latitudes, the auroral e-layer has a very good correlation with magnetic disturbances at high latitudes, that is, near the polar regions. And that's about as far as we can go on the aurora without getting very technical, which of course would take a good deal more time to explain.